The following audio is from Life Connection Church. We exist to glorify God through transformed lives by the power of the gospel. For more information about Life Connection Church, visit www.lifeconnectionkc.org.
Amen. Good morning. The scripture reading this morning is 2 Timothy chapter 2. We'll be reading verses 1 through 13. You can turn to page 995 if you'd like to follow along from a Bible in the back of the pew. 2 Timothy 2:1. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful people who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy. For if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. This is God's word.
Amen. You may be seated.
Well, good morning again. Welcome to Life Connection. My name is Jason. I'm one of the pastors here. Really grateful to be with you. I think, especially as we think about the ideas that arise from this passage, it's really important and special for us to gather together, to hear from God, to be with one another, because along the way, life produces all kinds of difficulties and hardships for us. I mean, that's just the reality of the world in which we find ourselves. Sometimes those are self-inflicted. You know, we all know the experience of having that school project or that work project, that house project that you've known about for months and months and months, and it's due this week. You've not really done much of anything to this point. And then inevitably, this is what happens, right? Something emergent arises. And now you're not going to get any sleep for the next several days because of having put it off for so long. Sometimes those things kind of collide. And you're working on that project that you need to get done this week, and your kid comes to you and says, hey, I've got a project due coming up in this class. I need like 10,000 popsicle sticks tonight. It's due tomorrow. Like, this is what happens, right? Like, sometimes it's self-inflicted, but other times, often, we know the experience of the world pressing hardship upon us. And maybe it's the emotional pain of a loss of someone near and dear to you. Maybe it's a physical suffering that you have been walking with for as long as you can remember. Maybe it's a relational strain that's bringing with it great pain to your mind and your heart. Maybe it's the cares and the temptations of this world pressing upon you and bringing with it great hardship. Maybe it's the experience of being excluded because of your faith in Jesus, being pushed to the margins. I mean, in many ways, the question becomes, when these kinds of difficulties arise, where do we turn? The Apostle Paul is not unfamiliar with difficulties and hardship. I mean, these words that we heard read earlier come from the Apostle Paul as he sits in prison, waiting his uncertain fate. He is well acquainted with hardship, difficulty, emotional strain, mental agony. He is not unfamiliar. He is well acquainted. And in this, then, what does he do? He points us to the anchor for our soul. I mean, that's so helpful for us because oftentimes the difficulties and cares of this world that press upon us, they can cause us to think we're in this alone. They can cause us to kind of retreat, retract, isolate. We walk through those difficulties on our own, suffering in the silence. We might even begin to doubt the Lord and raise questions to him because we're unsure why these things are happening in our experience. But the Apostle Paul shows us another way. He wants us to see that the Lord Jesus is this sure hope in times of difficulty and in our times of need. He shows us the Lord's help in the midst of that kind of hardship. What we're going to see this morning, and I hope is an encouragement to you, is that Jesus is our ever-present help in our time of need. Jesus is our ever-present help in our time of need. The first thing that Paul wants us to recognize, starting in verse 8, is that we need to remember the gospel and its power. Like, if we want to experience the Lord's help in the midst of difficulty, hardship, and trials, we need to remember the gospel and the power of the gospel. You see, you and I and the people of God forever are a forgetful lot. I mean, this is why Paul says that we're to remember. We're called to remember because it's easy to forget the significance of what God has done for us in Christ when we walk through times of difficulty and stress and anxious worry. He says we're to remember Jesus because in the midst of that hardship, it's easy to forget. It's easy to become so overwhelmed and so consumed by your suffering, your pain, your anxious worry that you can forget Jesus in the midst of it. We can become so distracted and so consumed by our hurt that it will end up overtaking our vision for the Lord. I mean, this is why when difficulty comes and you share with someone a hardship that you're experiencing, one of the first questions that they might ask is this the kind of thing that's going to consume your thoughts today? Why do they ask that? Because often that's the experience. You had that hard convo and it is just ruminating in your mind and your heart, reliving it. Experiencing those difficult emotions, and they won't seem to subside. I mean, this is what the enemy wants. He wants us to become distracted and consumed so that we take our eyes off of Jesus. But the Apostle Paul reminds us that we need to look to the Lord in the midst of our difficulty. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. He wants us to remember the gospel, God's powerful work in our lives and in our world, in and through Jesus. He's pointing us to remember the cosmic plan of God for salvation. That God is at work actively bringing about. He wants us to remember that Jesus is the one who rescues us from Satan, sin, and death. That's what he's pointing to when he says Jesus is the offspring of David. He is the Messiah. He is the long-awaited hope for humanity to deal with Satan, sin, and death once and for all. We know that God's plan has been fulfilled because Jesus was raised from the dead. And so what that does is it reminds us of God's work in the gospel and that he is still on his throne in the midst of our difficulty. That's so helpful for us. Because when stress, anxious worry, emotional pain and grief, when those things kind of come upon us, and they will, it's easy for us to forget that our God is still on the throne. He is still at work in our world. And this gospel that we're to remember It's powerful. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. We're to remember the gospel message is powerful. Unlike Paul, who is sitting in prison writing these words in chains, the gospel is unchained. I mean, what he's doing is reminding us that no matter your circumstance, you are swept up because of Jesus into something bigger than yourself. That no matter what you're experiencing right now in this moment, you're a part of something that's far grander than you. And that can be a help for us in those moments of need, to remind ourselves to look outside of ourselves to what God is doing in and through his gospel word. When difficulties come, hardships arise, it's easy for us, it's natural for us to struggle to look outside ourselves. But your circumstance is not all there is. The Apostle Paul wants us to remember the power of the gospel that we might be encouraged to see God at work. And in that, then, we can find hope and encouragement in our times of difficulty and hardship. We're to remember the power of our God in the gospel. As we think about God at work in and through this cosmic plan of salvation, we can press on and endure. My difficulty that I'm experiencing is not all there is. And when we remember that, it can help us to look up to the one in whom we can find hope and help. I remember several years ago walking through one of the most difficult seasons of my life. And I remember this impulse in me to want to turn inward. But there was this moment of recognition that there were other people around me who needed me. Like, I'm not the only one on the stage. I'm not the center of the story. There is so much more going on, and in that, it's not so much a correction to us, but a means of finding encouragement in what God is doing. He is at work. He is up to something. The world doesn't revolve around my story, and that is actually an encouragement to me. Because I can see my struggle and suffering in light of the Lord and what he's doing and what he's up to in this world. Paul's realism in this passage is really helpful for us. He's not writing some pie-in-the-sky sort of notion. I mean, he's writing these words as he sits in prison. He's not offering to us, come to Jesus and have a pain-free life. That's not the reality of the world in which we exist. But instead, he's reminding us that God is good and he is an ever-present help in our time of need. I mean, his realism is helpful. Remember Jesus, the sinless one, the hope for humanity who was unjustly accused and executed. See, God is at work in his gospel, and that is actually help for us in time of need. Jesus is our ever-present help in our time of need. So we need to remember the gospel and its power, and we need to remember our God who stands behind the gospel. Remember our God of the gospel. You see, we can walk through difficulty in this life because of a relationship with Jesus. Verse 11, the saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we also reign with him. This is the language of salvation. The Apostle Paul is reminding us that if you're in Christ, then that old way of life has been put to death, and you have been raised to experience a new life. And now you're with him. You have died with him, and now you have been raised with him. This idea of being with Jesus is part of the grand and glorious nature of salvation. We get to be with our God. Why does that matter for us in times of difficulty? It matters because we see in Matthew 28 that Jesus tells his disciples that we're to go into all the world to make disciples, and he will be with us until the end of the age. No matter what you're walking through right now, the Lord Jesus is with you in it. He knows your pain. He knows that difficulty. He knows that wound. He knows that hurt and that hardship. He knows and he sees you. It's massively important for us to remember that Jesus is with us in our time of need because he is the one in whom we can find help and hope. Hebrews 4, speaking of Jesus, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You are not alone in the midst of your difficult circumstances. You're not. So the invitation this morning is to give yourself over to Jesus. Like he is inviting you into a way of life where he will walk with you every step of the way. And no matter what you experience in this life, you can know that your God is with you. That he sees you. That he has compassion upon you. That he loves you. That he's with you in the midst of it. And he's with us not just now, but into the age to come. He says, if we endure, we will also reign with him. This is a reminder that the present circumstances isn't all that exist. There is a world to come. Your circumstances will come to an end at some point. The promise isn't that they will end now or tomorrow or next year, but there is a promise that all things will be made right and you will be with Jesus forever. Your circumstance will eventually end. And this then is why the Apostle Paul can say things like this, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In light of the difficult circumstance, we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. He's encouraging us to see our stories in light of God at work in the gospel. Remembering where the story ends, with him forever and always. And now in the midst of your difficult, trying, painful circumstance, you can walk faithfully with Jesus, knowing that he's with you and will be with you forever and always. We can walk through difficulty because of our relationship with Jesus. And we can walk with him knowing that through this difficulty, God is faithful. Verse 12, if we endure with him, we also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. You see, here's the reality. You and I, we can't do anything we want with Jesus. We have to choose to trust in Jesus. We can't actively stand opposed to Jesus and think that somehow we get to walk with him. The privilege and the benefit of knowing God comes in and through Christ. And so he says that if we choose to deny him and walk away living in a settled denial of Jesus, then he'll deny us. Now, don't misunderstand. This isn't claiming that somehow there will never be struggle, there will never be difficulty in your life. We're going to see that that's not what he means in the very next phrase. But what this tells us is we have to do something with Jesus. We have to choose to trust him. We have to choose to come and walk alongside him under his leadership and lordship, living obediently before him. And as we as we walk with him, what we discover is Jesus is always faithful to us. If we're faithless, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. You see, you and I might falter, we might stumble, we might doubt and struggle in all kinds of different ways, but God never will. He will always remain faithful to us in and through Jesus. He'll never deny us, he says, because he can't deny himself. What's going on there? That's a really weird way to talk about this. He'll be faithful to us because he cannot deny himself. It's pointing us to the language of union with Christ. Paul's favorite phrase in all of his writings for the Christian experience is that if you know Jesus, you're in Christ. You have been united with him. He says elsewhere, you are part of his body. You're in Christ. And so for him to be faithless to you would be tantamount, would be the same thing as him denying himself because you're in Christ. And so this is the encouragement for us. If you know Jesus, then you're in Christ. And God will never be faithless to you because you're in Christ. This is the reality that we need to rest upon in moments of difficulty and trial, knowing that if we know Jesus, then we're in him. And he will always be faithful to us. He will care for us. He'll have compassion upon us. The promise is never that he's going to magically wipe away your suffering and pain and sorrow. That's not the world we live in. The promise is that he will be with you. And that makes all the difference in the world for us to walk through moments and times of difficulty, struggle, pain, and hurt. Jesus is our ever-present help in our time of need. And so how do we experience comfort in the midst of difficult days? It begins with us remembering the gospel, remembering what God has done for us in and through Jesus, that we might walk closely with Jesus. What the Apostle Paul says is that really means two things. One, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. We need to be looking to him. It's easy and natural to look away, to be so consumed and focused on trying to manage your circumstance that we take our eyes off of Jesus. But the problem is when we do that, we look away from the one who can provide help and hope. And so he says, keep your eyes on Jesus. And the second thing that means is that we need to not wait till we're in the midst of difficult trials and circumstance. If we wait till we're in the midst of it, we've not had the resources to build upon to be able to walk closely with him in those times. We need to learn now what it looks like to walk closely with Jesus, to spend time with him daily. We need to take the opportunity to spend time with him in his word, that we might walk closely with him, so that when times of difficulty arise, we have an anchor for our soul in that time of need. We need to take our concerns and our cares to Jesus. He knows you're hurting. He knows your difficulty. He knows your circumstance. He sees you. He cares. And so we can bring those cares to him. We need to do this kind of work with others. We need to walk with Jesus with a crew of people. It's too hard to try to live this life on our own. We need people who are reminding us that we have taken our eyes off of Jesus. We need people who are going to encourage us in our walk with Jesus to look to him, that we might experience help from him. I mean, this is why those community environments that are launching in a few weeks are so vital and important. This is why every partner at Life Connection has covenanted together to say we are going to walk in community with one another, because there is so much at stake. And so we want to continue to encourage you to jump into one of those community environments. The class that we heard about this morning, men's and women's Bible study, or a gospel community. That's where I can find my crew who can walk with me in the midst of life's circumstance. This is why students coming and being a part of the back to school bash can be so valuable, because we need a crew of people to make it through this life. We can't do it on our own. And as we learn to walk closely with Jesus, we experience help and hope in Him. We have an opportunity to influence others. If you know Jesus and you know difficulty, then you know how hard it is, even though you have trusted in the God of the universe. Life is painful and hurtful at times, isn't it? Now imagine walking through those circumstances without Jesus. See, your friends, your classmates, your coworkers, they need to see help and hope in Christ. And so you have this opportunity to point people to Jesus. The only way any of this is possible is if we remember Jesus and the gospel. And that's why we take part in the Lord's Supper every week. We need these constant reminders, because we're a forgetful lot. We need constant reminders of who God is, what He's done for us in and through Jesus, how He promises to be with us and to walk with us in the midst of difficult circumstance. And so that's why we take part in the Lord's Supper. It's because of Jesus' broken body and His shed blood that we can find help and hope in Him. And so here's what I want to invite you to consider. I don't know what your particular circumstances were that you brought in through those doors, but this would be an opportunity for you to sit with your Lord and Savior Jesus, to bring your cares to Him, to ask for His help in the midst of your struggle and trial, to remember what God has done for you in Christ. And no matter what kind of painful circumstance you're walking through in these moments, this isn't the end of the story. Jesus promises that you will make it through. And you will get to walk with Him forever and always. And as you bring those cares to the Lord, then that's a moment for you to stand and come and to worship Jesus. To remember what He's done for you. His body was broken for you. His blood was shed for you. And so this can be a powerful opportunity for us to set our eyes on Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for Your word, that by Your word we get to walk with You. We are so grateful for what You have done for us in Christ. And Lord, no matter the circumstances we walked in through those doors with, help us to look beyond them to You. Help us to remember Your kindness, mercy, and grace in and through Jesus. Help us to find help and hope right now as we look to Jesus, remembering that He is our great high priest who has come near, who is with us, who sees us, who cares for us and has compassion upon us. Might we remember our Savior, who has invited us to come to Him when we are heavy, laden, and burdened. Help us now in these moments, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.